Susinukke Kosola. Peaceful experience seeking a word for life. In English. Translation, Susan Heiskanen. Reader, Miiko Toiviainen. Peaceful experience seeking a word for life. When the experience was born, it turned out I had no word for it, where to keep it. So it roamed, always just passing through, first in the close vicinity of its birthplace, within the geometry of that block like a poltergeist chained by a concrete pentagram. It grew from the flower boxes on a neighbor's balcony whenever I looked out the window, squatting in the cracks between the bathroom tiles, allying with the actinobacteria, engaged in an endless family feast between the ground floor and the basement. I let it be. I made myself scarce, tried to minimize the time I spent with it, like I did with the roommate whose lap bang turned out to be an alt-right 4-channel, avoiding it, surfing the couches of my friends. I couldn't offer it a word where to live, and so it lived with me. I was ashamed of it, the silent partner in my life. I managed to live like this, like people manage things, until one night at the gallery, in the toilet, fulfilling an even-numbered need, I saw it staring at me from between the tiles. And when I stepped out, I saw it had occupied all the works on display, starved for attention. It had wandered off like a vagabond bedbug, its nymphs packed in a bundle at the end of a stick, on account that the flat had been empty too long. What the hell? I ran home straight off, went into the bathroom, and angrily summoned it over for an acute roomy powwow, to put an end to this whole stalking business. Because infiltrating into my postmodern art experience is where I draw the line. It apologized, said it had got lonely in the absence of someone to talk to. I took a deep, pulse-stabilizing breath and said, "I'll help you find a real home." I hit the library and read everything. Read through Dostoevsky. Read through American Pulp. Read through Walt Whitman and the instructions on the self-service lending machine. Read through Carl Jung and the obituaries in the Sunday paper. It liked Stephen King, don't ask me why, but to each his own. It liked Stephen King, don't ask me why, but to each its own. Couldn't find a home for it. The situation was starting to feel like blackmail. While I very well know what it's like to live in a wrong place, in a wrong word, like foreign, or fatty, or fag, and what it's like to walk out of them, to get lost in the tundra between meaning and language, I had an idea. I sat down and placed an ad on a single site. Peaceful experience seeking a word for life in the Finnish language area. Plenty of vowels a plus. Sentences and sounds not excluded. Sober. Will not change meaning late at night. Contact plus 358-544-144-502. Now I patiently wait for a match. At times it speaks to me about everything familiar in the wrong way. From the mouth of a mid-sized terrier, from under a fish stick mustache smeared with beer foam, from the tailpipes of sickish blue Mercedes cars that look like Fidel Castro dying with a cigar in his mouth. I reply to it kindly, "You're okay. You're not a mess anymore." But I can't wait to find a word for it. It doesn't need to know, but as soon as I find that word, I'll share it with anyone with extra space between the ears, until there's so little left of it that it will fit in my mouth whole. Then I will eat it.